And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now then, what are these blessings? Well, let's look at them. Verse 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country or the field. So it don't matter where you live, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a city slicker, makes no difference. You're going to be blessed if you obey God. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. What is he talking about? What? Your children, right? I mean, if mom and dad is serving God, doing what he says, he promises to bless your children. You to have, in fact, I remember when my daughter, after she got married, and she wanted to have a baby, and she got pregnant the first month after they got married, because she wanted to have a baby. And after she found out she was pregnant, she came to me and said, Daddy, I'm so happy, I'm going to have a baby. And I said, well, what have you asked God for? Daddy, I've asked him to give me a healthy one. I said, is that all? She said, what do you mean? I said, honey, he's a great big God. He's a faith God. You only get what you ask for by faith. She said, well, what should I ask for? I said, good grief, you want a beautiful one, a healthy one, and a supernaturally intelligent one. Can you? That'd be a good start, wouldn't it? I mean, you see, God says if you're obedient under the new covenant, he said if you're obedient, you can come to me and ask me for anything, and I'll do it for you. And you know, most of us, whenever we have our children, we never ask God for nothing. Is that right? Oh, well, maybe he'll give me a healthy one. We don't even know enough about the promises. Oh, Lord. In fact, just the other day, it's amazing, since I've learned these principles, learned how to stand on God's Word. The other day we went to Detroit. There was a man up there who drove 6 hours to come see me. He called. And in fact, he said, I was down listening to you on GLC. And he said, I thought, I've got to call Thurman. I've got to talk to him. And he said, I went upstairs, started reaching to pick up the phone, and the phone rang. And I looked down on the dialer, and it said, TLSM. He said, I thought, wow, this has got to be God. And he said, I picked up the phone, and it was Kathy telling me Thurman was going to be in Detroit. He said, praise God. He said, I live about 6 hours from Detroit. He said, can you ask Thurman, if I drive over there, can I talk to him personally? Because I don't want to drive 6 hours if I can't talk to him. So Kathy came in my office and said, this man wants to talk to you. I said, this man's going to drive 6 hours to see me. I'll make sure that day that I get to talk to him somewhere. Yes, I said, tell him I will talk to him. So he came to the meeting the first night, and then he said, what time tomorrow can I see you? I said, come to the hotel at 10, and I'll talk to you. And so he was there at 10 o'clock. And he came and he said, I got to show you some things, Pastor. He got out his computer and began to fire it up and all this stuff. He said, now, do you remember me? I said, well, sir, I deal with a lot of people. I'm sorry. I really don't remember you. He said, 2 years ago, my wife and I came to you in Dallas. He said, we've been married 11 years. And we had tried everything in the book to get pregnant. We've been to the finest doctors, everything. And said, my wife's even a doctor. And we could not get pregnant. Said, we came to you when we heard about your ministry, and you prayed the prayer of faith for us. I want to show you my 6-month-old beautiful boy. And his computer, he had a picture after picture after picture of a beautiful little a beautiful little guy. He said, you asked the Lord to give us a beautiful, healthy, intelligent son. And said, that's what we got. And he is a beautiful little guy. Now then, under the new covenant, if you and me walk in obedience to God's Word and walk in faith, he literally said, we can ask him for anything, didn't he? But we don't use that very often either, do we? We really don't. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall be your children, the fruit of your body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of your goats, and the flock of your sheep. 5 and 6. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. 7 and 8. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. Who's going to cause your enemies to be smitten?
The Lord.
He's in control. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you 7 ways. Don't you like that? Now, all this is based around us serving the Lord. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you. Oh, now I really like that one, don't you? I mean, if I'm obedient and I do everything He says, He's going to command the blessings to come upon me. I can't think of nobody I'd rather have commanding the blessings upon me, brother, than the King. Can you? This girl's smiling. She loves that too. She wants to have the King command the blessings upon her. Because with Him, honey, there ain't nothing impossible, is there? Nothing. Nothing. He says, and the Lord shall command the blessings upon you in the storehouse. In other words, in your bank account. I mean, He's going to bless it. And in all that you set your hand unto, and He shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God gives you. He's going to give you everything you have. Verses 9 and 10. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto Himself, as He has sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. Not in your ways, not in your opinions, in His ways. And the only way you know His ways is to read and study this book. Without knowing this book, you cannot know what God's ways are. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. I mean, if we as a nation were serving Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have to be concerned about going to war. Everybody in the world would be afraid of us as a nation. Do you know that? And do you know it used to be like that? In America, you speak the name of America and every country in the world bowed down. They knew we was the most powerful nation on the earth. But they also knew we were a nation that served God. Oh yeah, there's a bunch of heathens over here all the time. But there used to be a lot of good Christian people. And because the men that started this country were Christians, most of them, and because of the Christians that are still here, and because of the Christians that are here, and as well as our government, are sending aid to other people in the world, and we as a church are being evangelistic to a certain degree, I'm going to tell you that's the only reason in the world this nation still exists today. When you go down the streets and you look at the millions, which they say now 60 million babies have been slaughtered out of the womb of a mother. If I was God and I'd sent all them little creatures down here and you guys had killed 60 million of us, you know what I would do to you? You wouldn't like what I would do to you. But I got a feeling we ain't going to like what He's going to do to us. I got a feeling He's already not happy with us, don't you? Would you say He's a little long-suffering and patient and kind? Are these your children down here, sir? Or your grandchildren, okay. Those are your grandchildren, okay. If those are your grandchildren, if somebody hurt one of them today, you might get upset, right? And your great-grandchildren, huh? So if somebody hurt this boy or this girl, there'd be some people here very unhappy. You wouldn't like nobody come just hurt them, would you? But just think, what if somebody tore one of their arms or legs off in the womb and pulled them out and tore them apart and threw them away? I can't even go there, can you? No, I can't even think that. But that's happening to 4,000 plus children a day in America. And those little children, if that didn't happen, would grow up just like these two. They'd be grown adults, just like that. Something for the King. And we're killing them by the thousands. And you want to know why we're cursed? You want to know why we're going to go to war? You want to know why all the devastating things that's going to happen on this nation? You want to know why we're going to pay severely? You want to know why we're sick and afflicted in the church? Because we've not walked holy before God. We got sin in our life. The other day when I was in Detroit, after the first message I spoke that night, the pastor, been a pastor of that church 30 years, great man of God, sitting there at dinner, he looked at me right now and he pointed his finger at me and said, "You hit it right on the head tonight." He said, "Do you know in the city of Detroit, there is 3,000 churches?" And he said, "There's absolutely no power in this city. None." He said, "Ain't nobody seeing no miracles or no healing." He said, "When I heard your teaching and I heard what you're doing, I thought, I've got to have this man come to my church." And he said, "You made a statement tonight that stuck." He said, "When you looked out there and said, hope is available to all of us." But faith is only available to those walking holy before God. He said, that's the secret. He said, there's no holiness in this city. With a city with 3,000 churches and no holiness, he said, there's problems in every church every day. Isn't that something? And you hear people that there was a little lady up there come up the second night and asked me to pray for her marriage. I said, what's wrong? She said, I want my husband to come home. Okay, now, the question is, why did your husband leave? Well, you know, people don't want to tell you. Just pray and ask God to bring him home. Nobody's there to tell you that she was in a car with another man. And they had been doing things they wasn't supposed to be doing. And he called her just as she laid the phone down and it turned it on before it rang. And the husband on the other end of the line listened for the next 45 minutes. Everything went on in that car. So when she got home, he had her bags packed and threw her out and said, far as I'm concerned, she's dead. How would you feel? You see what I mean? You want to know why there's sickness and disease in the church? You want to know why people don't get their prayers answered in the church? There ain't no holiness in the church. If this woman had been holy, she wouldn't have been doing no dumb things like this. But do you know why these things happen? Because her and the boy she was married to had been sexually involved before they got married. Isn't that amazing? See, did the sins of David cause the same problems? So what do you think? We're going to get by with this. You think God's going to let you run around and do all these stupid things and have sex with girls and boys before you get married, and then you step over and marry some clean, pure little girl you think, and you've been a boy and you've been running around with four or five other women all the time, and you think you're going to marry her, and now she ain't never going to run around on you, and you were a Christian, you were breaking God's heart all the time. I'm going to tell you, within 1 to 3 to 5 years, God's going to put that woman with another man. He's going to break your heart. Now, you want this not to happen? Keep yourself clean and pure. Marry a young woman that's clean and pure. And you can live the rest of your life together and you won't never have to worry about it. She won't ever run around on you and you won't ever run around on her. And your children, your offspring will be blessed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.